This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Who Cares department, this, well, the answer to the question, who cares, is we care. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, all here to present you with a good day, a wonderful way for you to figure out using your ears and your brain what's going on. Perhaps you may want to respond to some of the things we're talking about. Best way to do it is on Twitter, at DJV Show, or at Jennifer Horn, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, or at Doug Steffen. So let's see if we can get people riled up. Jennifer, what do you have on your mind?
Well, let's start with some good news, right? We get a lot of bad news.
Good news.
Let's get some good news. Yep. It was just a couple of years ago, literally 2 years ago, when Kim Jong-un in North Korea said he would like to turn the capital of South Korea into a flaming hot sea. Well, things have changed over the last couple of years, and President Moon and Kim Jong-un are talking. And this week in North Korea, they had a summit where North Korea said it would close a key missile test facility in the presence of international experts. That means that not only will they close this site, stop testing, stop shooting missiles up in the air, which they were doing for years, right? 2 years ago, 1 year ago, they were shooting these missiles off. They will actually allow international experts and people coming through to inspectors to look at their sites to verify that these facilities have been taken down. They also said that they would potentially destroy their primary nuclear complex if the United States agrees to corresponding measures. One of those things would be military testing with South Korea that, for whatever reason, shakes North Koreans to the core. They don't like to see those military activities going on. And, of course, there's a whole list of other stipulations that would go into some sort of nuclear agreement. The two leaders stood side by side and made the announcement after their second day of a three-day summit, the third that they've had this year, as part of the efforts with the United States to contain the threat of war on the Korean Peninsula. This is a really big deal because Kim Jong-un has been going back and forth publicly, yet he has not shot up a missile. He has not been testing at his nuclear facilities. So it is good to hear him publicly say that he is still committed to a process that would create peace on that peninsula and really for the entire world.
Right. Peace in the valley. Very important. Can't be overstated, overestimated.
It's pretty good news, though, right?
Yeah, that's nice, right. All right, let's stick with Jennifer for a moment, ladies, if we may, to focus on what some police have done. Arresting a 20-year-old man, couple of teenage boys this week after they scammed people in a fake funeral scheme. Have you heard about this, Jennifer?
I have not heard about this.
Oh, really? Oh. The people from San Bernardino, identified as Richard Navarrete, he's the 20-year-old, but the two 14-year-olds are not identified because they're underage and you don't do that, I guess. They were taken into custody after they accepted cash donations for the funeral of a young boy who they falsely claimed had died. Suspects allegedly taking donations near the highway in Victorville, which is just north of San Bernardino, mm-hmm. when a police officer initiated what they call, I guess in California, a pedestrian check. And that investigation in the sheriff's department found when they were trying to figure out who this guy was, they found out that he wasn't dead, he was still alive. And there's pictures all over the internet. Funeral donations, it's a blessing, and they have pictures of this guy who was not dead. You see the pictures of the bottles with cash donations, and they were walking around holding signs that read, "Funeral donations, anything is a blessing, rest in peace, Johnny," etc., etc., etc. So apparently they've done this before for other people who haven't died, and nobody's figured out they hadn't died. But there's actually a picture of Johnny, or somebody's supposed to be Johnny, but his back is to the camera, so you're not going to see his face. But anything, the creativeness of people to be crooked is just amazing. So a lot of people apparently have fallen for this scam. It's a new one. Check it out on Scamicide.
I never understand how people can use. There are certain things that, to me, you don't touch. You don't make up lies about people being sick that you love. You don't mess with somebody who's going through the grieving process. I just feel like those are karma killers, aren't they?
Oh, for
they
sure.
Right. Yep. Where's Jim Croce when we need him? Don't mess with Jim. Remember that song? Nobody remembers that song with
no.
me.
Karen knows it.
Karen does know.
I do, but I'm just keeping quiet.
Jim Croce. Oh, come on,
right,
Karen.
Play. Oh, wait a minute. No, so just find the song and play a little of it.
Put down
so
your crocheting and play Jim Croce.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. Don't mess with Jim. You don't mess with that sort of thing. You're right, Jennifer. But people mess with everything today. There's nothing that's sacred. There's nothing that's sanctity? We try to find sanctity in something.
Not to get all weird on people, but this is because religion is missing. And I know you don't like religion, but maybe faith and spirituality is missing. Because if you are a faithful and spiritual person, you don't do that to somebody when they're in their darkest
If you
hours.
Have any kind of stand, if you're brought up in a family that has standards, mores,
humanity,
something. Anyway, all right. So we're not gonna get the song. What's the problem? Where is?
Because if we play it, then we're going to sing it,
way?
And then it's going to be another 5 minutes of us listening to Jim Croce.
Just scoot your cats out of the way, Kara. Yeah.
You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
You don't mess around with people's funerals. Right? This is a good song. All right. Let's keep moving here. It's 13 and change past the hour on today's DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty with new beauty deals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real. With deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in. They go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, Kara, would you like to explain the toad thing again for everyone?
Oh, Lord. Poor Kara. Yeah, put on
I think spot. I think most people have already heard the story and don't need to hear me rehash it.
Sure they do.
They didn't hear you tell it, though. Apparently, Stormy Daniels, Miss Clifford, in her book, talks about Mr. Trump and refers to him as a mushroom or something like that.
Well,
toadstool.
She refers to a certain something, not him necessarily, just a certain part of his body.
Anatomy.
As a little mushroom.
Would we expect her to say, whoa?
That was amazing.
She's on a total takedown mission with this guy. So could she? Would you expect like a glowing review?
Uh huh. So I want to. I would like to have. Why don't we get a sort of somebody really clever put a television show together that has Bob Woodward, Omarosa, and Daniels on the same dais. What do you think about that?
Well, wouldn't they all just agree on everything?
That's called CNN State of the Union program. Watch it.
Okay. That's two points of view. All right. North Carolina and the flooding, radio recovering, but very slowly. I think I told you yesterday or the day before that there were about 31 stations that were out, 42 television stations out of business. Now it's only 22 getting them back on the air. But nobody really gets how much rain. I didn't get it until yesterday. There was one whale of a storm, which was an offshoot. We've all experienced it. Kara has in Washington, and Victoria has in New Jersey. I have here in Massachusetts. Jennifer hasn't had nothing to worry about it out there. But the rain's coming down, the flooding, and the rain continues. Up here, we had 6 inches of rain in about 2.5-3 hours. Down in North Carolina, the flooding continues. Cape Fear near Fayetteville, the water in the river there quadrupled in depth. And it's getting worse because the storm has stalled over the river and this area near Fayetteville.
Oh, bless your heart. It's Fayetteville if you live there. It's not
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. Like a true northerner.
Fayetteville. Right.
Fayetteville.
So normal river depth there is 15 feet or so. It's 60 feet now, and it hasn't crested yet.
Yeah, the images.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I saw yesterday, I think it was Fox that had taken drones, and they were able to get some aerial pictures of certain towns in North Carolina, yeah. And they're underwater. Literally, they showed a church that has water all the way up to the roof. It's amazing to see. I think we saw a lot of rain, a lot of rescues, but now.
But didn't we see the same kind of thing in the hurricane that hit Houston last year?
But the
same stuff.
It's still dramatic when your imagine your whole house being under fire. It may not be not under fire, underwater. It may seem like you just see, this is another hurricane picture. But when it's your church or your house, it's pretty darn dramatic.
Some of the drone footage was crazy, and the Interstate 40, they thought it was a river, and the cop said, there's video,
the
and the cop said, no, that's Interstate 40, and it looks like a river.
And it starts there. That's where Interstate 40 starts, right there. 1,100 roads closed across the state of North Carolina. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people don't have power. It's a mess. Well, it is. So I wonder what sort of tax this puts on not just FEMA but other government agencies, and where does this money come from that's being used? Is it part of the budgetary process? Is it every year we set aside $40 billion for the next hurricane or the next natural disaster? Or do they have to come up with money and borrow it? I saw a number that really – I got to find that number. Let me see. Hold this a second. I just found a research paper of what it is that were the federal debt chart and the federal debt per person chart. This is a huge, huge problem that I want to talk about in the next half hour of our DJV get together. 21 after the hour now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Music time. DJV Show 23 and Change at the Hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I celebrating the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I said, why are we celebrating something put on by a company that's basically ruined the radio business? A lot of private radio station owners and small group owners are saying, yeah, Doug, yeah. Well, anyway, this weekend, iHeart celebrates its annual iHeart Radio Music Festival. A-list lineup of performances in Las Vegas. So the second challenge here, crank this up for a second, will you please, Karen?
Yes, Doug's a really big Azalea fan.
Yeah. To identify some of the names of the people, although this is easy, Iggy Azalea and Fancy, Sabrina Carpenter, Boys to Men are going to be there. A lot of presenters for this year's festival at the T-Mobile Arena Friday and Saturday. Paula Abdul, let's see here, Tara Killam, Ireland Baldwin, Ken Jeong, Sarah Hyland, Nikki and Brie Bella, Jeff Gordon, Luke Perry, Skeech Ulrich.
That one's
Why are you laughing
not
at
not Skeech.
What'd I say?
Skeech Ulrich.
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm. He's on Riverdale with Luke Perry.
Nothing worse than the know-it-all.
Like Jason Keach, we just call him Skeech.
Fleetwood Mac is performing. Jack White, Mariah Carey, Jason Aldean, Sam Smith, Panic at the Disco, Kygo.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Ray Schmerd.
Close enough. May as well.
Childish Gambino. Let's see. Justin Timberlake's On the Bill of Fare. Carrie Underwood. Imagine Dragons. Luke Bryan. Skynyrd Leonard. Kelly Clarkson.
You should know Leonard.
I know I did. Wow. I just see if you were listening carefully to me. Yeah. Shawn Mendes. Let's see. In the daytime.
Oh, boy.
You're going to have just a bunch of rappers. I'm not even going through those names. For those who can't make it to Las Vegas, there will be a live stream airing both nights of the festival. And then, let's see, it's on the CW app, CWTV.com, and then it'll be broadcast on a lot of the iHeartRadio stations. Ooh, exciting. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The CW will broadcast a two-night television special. So Ryan's hosting this, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. Yep, he's their go-to host for this.
Yep, he is. Well, they pay him $34 million a year. Got to get something out of him.
He can fly out there and do this.
Right.
One way or another. All right, let's see what's up next here. Musically, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross have made the Billboard charts as a duo. They debuted together because the song, well, they have an album together, right?
They're working on an album together, apparently,
really?
But yeah.
Don't they have a TV show, too?
They do.
Really? Thing.
Just started on E!, yeah. Huh. It's called Ashley and Evan, and that's what this song, I guess, is also from.
I Do, it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show is on, as you said, E!, a collaborative album by them, reportedly in the works. This earns Ross his first entry into Billboard chart territory. And Simpson has been there for what? 10, 12
she
years?
She hasn't been on the charts in it in 10 years, but she used to be on the charts a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to really appreciate her music.
Ashley Simpson.
Oh,
she was on with Little Miss Obsessive in 2008, number 26 on the Dance Club Songs, and 96 on the Billboard Hot 100. She made 7 appearances in the Hot 100. Biggest hit was Pieces of Me back in 2004. And then, let me see. Yeah, I remember this.
She was like a kind of Avril Lavigne wannabe, right?
Yeah.
She was pop, but definitely more edgy than Jessica ever was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All 3 of her studio albums landed in the top 5 of the Billboard 200 chart. In 2004, it's called Autobiography. 2005, I Am Me. And Bittersweet World was on in 2008. So, that's the latest. That's the update on Ashley Simpson here on...
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee wants to move forward with a hearing on Monday to address sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. However, the woman who's brought the allegations against him, Christine Blasey Ford, says she won't testify in any Senate hearing before an FBI investigation. And lawmakers say the FBI doesn't do that type of investigation, so the Senate's responsible for it. Meanwhile, Republican Republican U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch says he's not buying the alleged victim's story.
I think this woman, whoever she is mixed up.
Floodwater is still rising across North Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Many rivers expected to reach major flood stages today or tomorrow. At least 35 people have died because of Florence. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Insight provided by the DJ Beers. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, all of us here together to talk about what's happening. So we'll turn the our attention to Victoria. V for victory, V for Victoria, V for what's happening.
Okay. Well, Papa John's is what's happening, and you may or may not notice that they have launched a brand new campaign that makes a very clear statement. They are moving on without John. So, John Schnatter, who, like, of course, that was the founder.
Moving on without John. Got it?
I should, you know what? I should give them that slogan. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
But right. Papa John is John Schnatter. He's the founder. Of course, he and the CEO, he was fired after a lot of bad publicity and all kinds kinds of stuff that went wrong. And so now the brand is really struggling. The stock prices are down. They have a new CEO. His name's Steve Ritchie. He is saying in this new push with this campaign, he's been saying over the summer, Papa John's is not an individual. It is a brand, and it's the new campaign really stresses that. In the ad, one employee says to the camera, "You've heard one voice of Papa John's for a long time. It's time that you heard from all of us." And as the commercial closes, a list of names scroll to replace John's name. So it's Papa John's, then becomes Papa Kirsten's and Papa Brant's and Papa Daniel's. And so,
this is where they're losing me.
This is too much inside, too much dirty laundry. Come on.
Yep, so either they need, so I don't know if this is going to work, but they are, well, he was the one who said, John Schnatter was the one who said that there is no Papa John's without him. He might actually be right about that.
Yep.
So maybe this is a case where Domino's just buys the property and changes the name and just rebrands it. Because I don't know that Papa John's is going to really, like, who wants to really be associated with it anymore? It's got a real film over it.
Scum.
Like, even Peyton Manning, I think, has dumped a bunch of his ownership of it, too. He owned a bunch of stores, and I think he's kind of quietly moving away from them.
Okay, I don't mean to be a putz, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and I have trouble keeping track of it all. What was the scandal with John again at Papa John?
He used the N-word on a conference call.
That's right. That's right.
Among other things, but that was the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator. Okay, next up. People in the news, another billionaire from the tech world buying a print publication, Mark Benioff. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. B-E-N-I-O-F-F?
It's Benioff.
Benioff.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Distantly related to one of the creators of Game of Thrones, I think.
Really?
Which is how I know that, because his last name is Benioff.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Kara. He runs Salesforce.
The today.
Yeah, she's doing well today.
We should just go buying.
I know, right? Get out of a nap.
He and his wife are buying Time Magazine, $190 million. They will hold Time as a family investment. The magazine have no connection to Salesforce, the guy who runs Time Magazine, Edward Felsenol, whatever his name is, software company. Founded by Mark back in 1999. They'll not be operators of the business, but the people there are happy that they bought it because otherwise they would have gone out of existence because they're basically irrelevant. And that's my editorial comment. Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post right a couple of years ago for $250 million. Who cares about Time Magazine anymore, honestly? I'm not making that statement as a statement any other than fact. I grew up on Time Magazine. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, my father said to me, Life Magazine is for people who can't read, and Time is for people who can't think.
That's funny.
So,
I think Time Magazine as a brand, they have the Time 100, the 100 most influential people every year. They have that giant gala and all the celebrities are there. I think it's more of a celebrity type thing now, and whoever the most interesting person or persons of the year, that tends to get a lot of buzz. But nobody really buys, unless you're People Magazine or Us Weekly or Cosmo Magazine, those are the three that people still actually buy the magazine, in Style and Vogue a little bit too. But other than that, people just don't buy magazines anymore. So it's not necessarily just Time, it's everybody.
Thus, who will buy the other Meredith Corporation, a big television and publishing company of the past 50, 60 years? Owns Fortune Magazine, Money Magazine, Sports Illustrated. Those are all for sale, too.
Sports Illustrated has just been, they've been hit so hard.
Okay.
No one reads Sports Illustrated anymore. It's the swimsuit issue. That's it. That's not even about sports.
Let me spend a minute or two. I introduced this conversation last half hour. For those who are not listening, this is my view of a huge problem that will affect us all. The U.S. federal debt per person will grow to $75,000 per citizen in the next 6-7 years. So let's say only 1 in 3 people work when you take out children and students and retirees and all that sort of thing. So that's actually $225,000 in debt per American worker. The money math here is astounding. Interest rates are low now, which is the reason we get away with it. But if the rates go up, that's why Trump was, I mean, who knows what the Fed's thinking. But let's say the rates go to 4%. That's $9,000 more the average worker will have to pay per year just to pay the interest on what you owe on the national debt. Think about that. Most people don't pay that much a year in federal taxes. So how the hell are we going to cover all this spending? A lot of conversation about this. There's sort of a fear factor to it. But I don't think people get it. You just don't grab the lunacy of this. The bankruptcy court for the U.S. government means world economic collapse. Federal government, listen to this, has 430 agencies. The federal government owns 361,000 buildings. When you think about how this happened, the government is required or requested to solve so many of our problems. It's involved in so many things. And as long as we look the other way and don't make a big issue out of it, as long as we vote for those people who will give us this and give us that, as long as politicians don't suffer when they make huge mistakes like this, then we won't avoid the financial catastrophe that has to come at some point in time. Many states like mine, Massachusetts, yours, California, my God, the California debt, the people that are the government employees, the unions, people who are getting welfare, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, anyone benefiting from government programs, lobbyists, that are hired by these groups to go talk. When does the smoke alarm go off? Smart people get together and say, okay, we got to figure this out. I ask you, because I think it is in the name of mankind and human decency, that we don't strap our children, grandchildren with all of this debt and they aren't able to pay it, because it just has to stop. Has to. All right. In a moment, we get to the lighter side of life. Those of you who watched the Emmys, maybe you were thinking about what was on the red carpet. Is the red carpet changing? We'll find out in a moment. Jamie Greenberg and Chris McMillan are here to sort of take apart what we all saw, or maybe what you think you saw, as we move ahead here at DJB Show at 43 after the hour.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Actually, this is something I should turn over to the ladies, because I am not a celebrity makeup person. I'm not an expert, but maybe that's where we all are. As you watch these shows, we're in the beginning. Didn't you say, Victoria, the other day that the Emmys are the beginning of the award season? It goes through the fall and into early next year with the Oscars, but there's tons of these interview shows, tons of these shows that have people that are, well, that maybe are trend makers. Joining us now is Jamie Greenberg, who is a celebrity makeup artist, and Chris McMillan, also a celebrity hairstylist, worked on a lot of these people that you see. So, Jamie, let me start with you. Are there some people that you've worked on who are actually better today than they used to be? Are people getting better at the makeup? Are they looking better? What's the, when you come to, down to trends, where are people going with their looks.
Good morning. Yeah, well, you know, we're staying current. We're staying on trend. I'm seeing a lot of, you know, a little bit more natural makeup, and we're focusing on full lashes and full brows, and that's even something you could work with. We all got them.
Yeah, I would like to have fuller eyelashes and better brows, actually. What do you think,
right?
Ladies?
Yeah, we can get you some extensions, I think. Some eyelash extensions.
All right. All right, so you two ladies, work your way through this, because you love to watch the red carpet stuff. What do you want to know from Chris and Jamie?
I always am just curious about the process, because we see a lot of these celebrities, and, gosh, some of them look great. Allison Janney comes to mind. She's just ageless. She just looks fantastic all the time, I think. But what's the process like before an award show for celebrities? Is this something that they're doing in 20 minutes, or is this like a 14-day process leading up to the event?
Hey, this is Chris McMillan here. How are you? The process is really about a collaboration. Just being it's the hair, the makeup, and the wardrobe all communicating about what the dress is going to be, I think, really dictates. And then you kind of take it from there. And then collaborating with the hair, the makeup, and your actress on where they're going to be comfortable and how it's all going to tie in together.
And you would think, it takes about 2 to 3 hours, because we also like to have a little coffee and eat a little bit. It's more of like a fun gathering, and we all get together and kind of do our thing.
It's actually the fun part of the day.
Let me ask you this about you both have real high visibility clients. Do they mind you talking about them and what you do to them?
I think that for me, it's about what we did to get the look rather than talking about their personal lives. So I think we've built a trust, and which in turn is why we are celebrity hair and makeup artists. These celebrities have trust in us, you know, and we're not going to talk about their personal lives because who cares? It's more interesting.
Are you kidding? Have you looked at TMZ lately?
we care more
What's
about
TMZ?
It?
We're not allowed to watch
TMZ.
Those
I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right, so let's apply this to the people who are listening, Victoria. People who are wanting to look like, maybe I ask both, or Victoria, you can probe into this with Jamie and Chris. How you can recreate some of the looks. You like to look at Jennifer Garner, Jessica Parker, whoever it is that's out there.
I think for me it's less about specific celebrities and more about what is the trend. So what are the trends that you guys are seeing for the fall?
So the trends I'm seeing are, the biggest trend is a monochromatic look. So you might have noticed that a lot of the women match their eyes to their lips to their cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of products that you got to use for this, because you got three different, you know, products that you need the same color. And what you could do, like for me, I love to get palettes. Palettes that are on trend are always available at Marshall's Beauty, and they are at amazing prices. So I get your gear and then get ready to experiment.
Okay. What are some of the trends for hair, Chris? Because I'm actually getting my hair done tomorrow. So help me out. What do I need to do?
Well, you know, in the past there's been a lot of curls, and I think more glamorous waves are definitely. We're seeing a lot more waves in the hair, kind of like Jessica Biel had. I think I think we're seeing a lot of sleek hair, kind of the way that, say, Sarah Paulson and Claire Foy, they kind of were, you know, instead of that, it's replacing that loose bun. And, you know, you can get great styling tools and premium products at amazing prices at Marshall's. And what's great is, because of the amazing prices, you can buy these styling tools and these products and experiment. And, you know, it's definitely the slick, sleek hair that, say, Sarah Paulson was wearing.
How about we go to Marshalls.com and we can see more of what these folks are talking about. Jamie Greenberg and Chris McMillan here on DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Sitting in there. Oh, there it is. Nothing industrial about Warren Eckstein's overview of how you take care of your animal, your pet. Is there a difference? Warren hosts the pet show, heard around the country, and he's on this program every day. What's the difference between a pet and an animal? Animals.
Great.
And, what do we, is there some nuance to the two terms?
Well, I guess pet would be considered like a family member, part of the family, where an animal would be, you know, in the animal kingdom wild. So I think that would probably be the only pet being, you know, part of the family. I wonder where the term pet comes from. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look that up, where the term pet comes from.
See, aren't you glad you're on here with me and make you think about all these things?
Made my day, Doug.
I know. I love that. So Los Angeles has announced that they will keep... They're going to be allowing 25% increase in the number of dogs that may be kept in homes within their jurisdiction. So you could have three. How many dogs do you have in your house?
I just have the one right now because he's
16. One. How many? What's the most you've had in your home?
36. That's just the dogs.
Obviously, the L.A. Animal Services Department hasn't been visiting your house.
What
do you suppose the rationale behind the move to provide more places? Is it because there's so many homeless dogs, like homeless people?
The shelters are absolutely full. The rescues are all full. The humane organizations are all full. Everyone's full. We've been talking about spay and neutering since I've been born, and I don't know why this is the way it is, but it is. So they look for any alternative, to give citizens or pet guardians more opportunity to save more pets. So by increasing the number of dogs they're allowed to have, I think this is actually a good idea. Quite honestly, if the dogs are well behaved and the guardians are good guardians, who cares if my neighbor has six dogs or three dogs? It makes no difference to me.
Well, I don't. That's where I get into the government telling you what to do and what you can't do. But I thought it was interesting to find out that there are somewhere between 26,000 and 44,000 homeless dogs in L.A. at any one time.
Interesting that you brought that up, Doug, and there's a reason. I had a call on my show this week, and I posted it on my Facebook, and I rarely post the vocalization phone call. A woman called me up. No family left whatsoever. They all died of cancer. She has maybe a couple of weeks to a couple of months to live. She calls me on the air. I take the call. You can make me cry now. And she has these two gorgeous little dogs, 3 and 4 years old. And her main concern is, Warren, I have no one will take these dogs. I have nowhere to put them. Nothing. They've been loved their whole lives. I have money. I have this. What can I do? So actually, I got involved, and we're going to find a home for the dogs and let this lady cross the Rainbow Bridge in peace. But the important thing is, and I brought this up for a specific reason. Number one, it's really important for every pet guardian out there to set up a pet trust. I don't talk about this enough, but so many dogs wind up at shelters across the country. The owner dies. The family doesn't want the dog. They have no place for the dog. This beautifully loved dog or cat is now taken to a shelter. Please, please, please set up a living trust for your pet so that if, God forbid, something would happen to you, you at least know your pets would be taken care of. It's an important subject. It really is.
It's amazing how many dogs are owned and they are taken care of and others are not. But when you look at the number of dogs around the country, there are at any given time hundreds of thousands of homeless dogs in the country. Cities like Los Angeles, I thought this number was low. It's estimated that there are 460,000 owned dogs in the city of Los Angeles. And that seems low to me. Is it to you?
It does seem low to me, too. But then again, remember, the laws have been on the books. There's a lot of rescues out there that are only allowed to have two dogs that maybe have 12 dogs in the basement. So
yeah,
I don't know if those numbers are real accurate, you know?
Right. That could be it. But anyway, the point is that there are people that are thinking about changing these numbers because there is such a problem. It's irresponsible. The same problem exists in humanity. There are too many people being born. There's too many dogs being born.
Here's the bottom line, okay? I'm never going to change the adult's mind. They're set in their ways. Either they're going to spay or neuter. They're not going to spay or neuter. The bottom line, if you want to resolve the issue of overpopulation, get into the elementary schools, get into the junior high schools, get into the high schools, get the kids, the younger kids, involved with animal rescue and spay and neutering. Once you get the kids involved, they will convince their parents. That's the resolution. The parents aren't going to change. If you can get to the kids when they're young and educate them about the overpopulation and what needs to be done, then you can resolve the issue.
Amen to that. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com and his line of nutritional support for your cat and your dog called Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.